The Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699.
You are listening to 1360
AM. They buy, sell, trade, record players, turntables, and
Johnstown, Denver.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. The number of presumptive positive cases of coronavirus has grown to 101 in Colorado. Of 813 people tested, 712 have tested negative. Friday, there were 77 presumptive cases. Denver and Eagle counties have the highest number with 20 and 18. Mesa County reported its first case on Saturday. Aspen Skiing Company announcing last night it's closing all ski operations at its four ski areas immediately by order of the governor of the state of Colorado. Aspen Mountain, Aspen Highlands, Snowmass, and Buttermilk not open starting today. The executive order issued by Governor Polis directs ski resorts to suspend operations for a week. State health officials say a woman who died at a Colorado Springs hospital on Friday attended bridge games at the Colorado Springs Bridge Center. That bridge center has since closed through March. The Colorado legislature has suspended its work for at least 2 weeks. In an historic first for the state, the House and Senate approved the temporary halt to their work on a voice vote. Legislative leaders say if necessary, they could return to the state capitol and vote to extend that break. A drive-up sample collection center is open for COVID-19 testing in Colorado Springs. A doctor's order is needed to be tested. UC Health site at South Parkside Drive and Kids Care Point, just a block east of Memorial Park. Most schools across the state closed for 3 weeks because of COVID-19. Denver Public Schools, Gunnison and Crested Butte, El Paso and Teller counties, Durango and Moore have canceled in-person class at school in hopes of slowing down the spread. Some schools are completely off, while others are telecommuting or have a few days of take-home work to minimize makeup days this summer. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
You've worked hard to make your business successful and minimize your impact on the environment, and we want to recognize you for your efforts. Apply for free membership in Colorado's Environmental Leadership Program. We offer benefits and incentives to businesses who go above and beyond to help the planet. Apply today so we can let Colorado know that your business is working to protect our most precious resource, the environment. Search Colorado Environmental Leadership Program on the internet. Brought to you by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is radio host Bob Enyart, spokesman for Colorado and American Right to Life. God said, do not murder. They say you have a choice. The truth is, the choice and what is called a pro-choice right is about killing a child in the womb. Tragically, many on the left now advocate killing these babies even after they are born. Please choose God's law, choose life and love, and help us abolish abortion.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies, What Are They Spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be here every Sunday, 9 to 10. I would like you to join me on the Open Forum program every Thursday from 11 to 1. I want to apologize for the short program last week. We were on the way to the station and got a call from Jason saying that the program was half over. We didn't know we had switched over to daylight savings. So I apologize for the brief program. I'm going to pick up and just continue from that program forward. I had started the program by stating that if the people of the world don't, especially God's children, don't know who Jesus Christ was, then you miss a lot in God's eternal plan. I read out of Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 last week. I'm going to go ahead and do this again. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, or the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The government of God's eternal kingdom is upon the shoulders of this mighty God, this everlasting Father, this Prince of Peace, this child that was born, this son that was given. The Lord Jesus is nothing less than God himself. This is why Isaiah points out, a child is born, the Christ child, a son is given, the Son of God, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Then in the Gospel of John, John says this, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. This is before creation. This is not Genesis 1:1. This is before Genesis 1:1. This is in eternity past. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. We are talking about this Christ. This is something that is Christian Orthodox teaching, but we have been, over the last 40 years, the church has not been as doctrinally sound as it should have been. This is why we have the apostasy in America. This is why the church and God's children just out of control. Then in John 14, 8 through 10, Philip said unto Christ, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you ask, show us the Father? Christ is talking about he has deity. Then in John 5, 17 through verse 19, Jesus answered them, this is to the Jews, to the religious Jews of the time, My Father works hitherto and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. The Jews, the priests of the time, even stated that for Christ to say that he works like his Father, he was making himself equal with God. This is why they sought to kill him. The mysteries in the book of Revelation. This has been my focus, will be my focus in the future, because it's through the book of Revelation that the Lord Jesus said that he would make himself known to the world throughout the last 2,000 years, but especially in the last decade of prior to his return. In the last decade prior to his return, all the scripture and the mysteries in the scripture, the mysteries in the book of Revelation are going to develop, and they are going to be understood. A mystery is a matter that is about to be revealed. And God is now revealing these matters to his church, to his children, in all seven churches that are mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. Chapter 2 and 3, he breaks down the seven churches in their personality, in their dysfunctionalism, in their strengths, their weaknesses, their apostasy. Chapter 2 and chapter 3 talks about all of God's churches that exist today in the world. It wasn't that one would exist and die off and a second would come into existence and die off. No. All through the last 2,000 years, God has had these seven lampstands. These lampstands have been his representatives on this earth. Each one had a specific function, a duty to a specific region and internationally. But these are the way that God chose to communicate who he is, what his plan is, how he is the Messiah to mankind, and it would be through these seven churches. There was no other way that he would do it. It would be through seven bodies of believers, each different from the other. The Catholic Church, Thyatira, the fourth church, is different than the third church, the Greek or the Orthodox churches of Turkey at that time, that are in the world today. These two assemblies, these two churches, would be different from the Lutheran church. The church following the Lutheran church, the Protestant churches, Well, Luther was Protestant, but then the Protestants would become much more free into the churches of Philadelphia, and eventually the Seventh Church would be the, I would say it would be the prized young brother of all the churches, the church in Laodicea. It would be a church that is different. It is, I'll use the word, charismatic. It is the church that is sound in doctrine, or should be, should have been sound in doctrine. It is the church that is the, you might say, the Joseph of the brothers. It is the church of the end of the world that will exist in a nation like no other nation in the history of the world. This seventh church, Laodicea, would be the evangelical, Pentecostal, messianic, charismatic churches of the United States of America, and what would give them their great glory would be the laws of the United States of America through the Declaration of Independence. And it would give them religious freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to own property. They would be basically protected from government, from the laws, from the agencies in government. This is why Rome, the Catholic Church, they came to the United States. The Lutheran churches came to the United States. The churches out of Northern Europe and England came to the United States. The Greek Orthodox of Russia, Greece, Eastern Orthodox churches came to the United States. The United States has made the, has given all these seven churches a new dynamic. And it will be the churches in the United States of America that is going to suffer the greatest persecution in the time to come. The churches internationally have suffered, I cannot say that they have not suffered great persecution, devastating to the families, to the churches, to the people in the other nations, Africa, the Far East, South America, even in Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe. I can't say that they have not suffered, but the focus of all of Satan's end of the world attack is going to be on all the churches in the United States of America. Your pastors, the men in responsible positions that you might be under as church members, as laity, they cannot tell you this. It will cost them their finances, their support financially, and also it will cost them numbers in their assemblies. But the thing is this, we are now presently in the years prior to the last 7 years, the years of tribulation that the Lord Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 24. We cannot get away from it, just like right now with this coronavirus. It is a pandemic. There are over 100 countries affected, and it appears that eventually more countries will be affected, more people, more regions, and it doesn't discriminate. The old, the young, the wealthy, the poor, the educated, the non-educated, it doesn't matter. It doesn't discriminate. Christ's second return is not going to, there will be no discrimination. If the Lord didn't return a second time, there would be no flesh saved. This is what is communicated in the Gospels. So he must return. But before he returns, he has to reveal himself, not just to the world in general, but he needs to reveal himself to his people in the Lutheran churches, because there's great apostasy in the Lutheran churches. In the Catholic churches, there's a war taking place in the big brother church to all the seven churches. The Catholic Church is the big brother, but there is a war taking place in that assembly, in that church. It's only one of seven. For those that are Catholic, they think they are the church. They are not the church. They are just one of seven. The evangelical churches of America, they think that they are the church internationally. No, we are just one of seven great aspects of God's plan, one of his seven peoples. But again, each one has a different personality. The Greek churches, They are, I know, I will say this for the Greek churches. I went to a brother-in-law who was Greek. He passed away. I went to his funeral. And the priest that performed that ceremony, I have never heard such a powerful message to the people in the audience like I heard that day. I was shocked that there was a Greek Orthodox priest that could give such a powerful message on God's children being involved with the world and how God's children need to protect themselves from the cosmos, Satan's world, Satan's kingdoms, Satan's control. I had never heard such a message, and it opened my eyes. With Catholic, I'm an ex-Catholic, but in the Catholic Church, I could never, ever, there's no way I could ever minister the things of God within the Catholic Church. There is a hierarchy, there is a system, and that system stands to this very day. You're not going to just go in and become a priest in the Catholic Church. It's a different system. But in the Evangelical Churches of America, I was able to, because of the latitude, and this is designed by God, in the Christian churches, evangelical churches in America, the laity can actually be in the work of Christ in his vicinity, in his micro world, in his macro world. It just depends on where God puts you. And this is where God put me. I could never have done this as a Catholic. So God had to separate me from the Catholic Church. At one time, I have to be honest, the Catholic Church, in a sense, there was enmity in me toward the Catholic Church because I didn't quite understand the great plan and purpose that God had with the Catholic Church through the ages and at the end of the world. Like I said, there is a war taking place within the Catholic Church. You have a system, and you have the members in that body of believers that have been faithful to Christ, will be faithful to Christ. They will suffer for Christ in the future. But God will have his testimony, his people that know him in the Catholic Church. In the Lutheran churches, as dysfunctional, that's the word I was looking for a little earlier, as dysfunctional as all of these churches are, they are still God's children, still God's plan, still God's lampstand. This is how God intended to communicate who he is to the world through these dysfunctional bodies of believers. Yes, there are those that are dysfunctional, but there are those that are victorious, that have overcome, and that are sound in their theology and their understanding of who their God is, and their service to their God, and they are aware of where God has placed them. This is one thing that has not happened with many of the people that are in the charismatic, evangelical, messianic, Pentecostal churches in the United States. We have a form of religion, but if Christ were here, we would persecute him. If Christ were here, we would take him to the cross. I'm telling you the truth. I have been involved with the evangelical churches for 40 plus years, and I know what is in the hearts of many of the Christians I have met. Religion, when religion has a hold on your heart, on your mind, you will persecute the work of God. You will persecute God's plan. You will persecute God's people. Don't think that you won't. It is very clear in the book, in the New Testament, the Gospel of John and the epistles of John. The epistles talk about righteousness and unrighteousness and hatred of a brother toward a brother. This is very clear in the New Testament. The hatred of true believers for their brothers. I don't mean people that are not believers hating Christians, believers. No, no. I mean Christians who are believers in Christ, but because of their doctrinal differences, because of their practice, there will be an enmity between them, just like I had toward the Catholic Church toward the Lutheran Church to a degree until God opened my eyes. Once I realized that within all of these seven churches mentioned in chapter 1, 2, and 3 of the book of Revelation, I realized that as a Catholic, I may, or if I were to be in an assembly with Catholics, I would not be able to worship Mary. I would not. I'm not into Marian worship. She did not create anything. The Lord, even Mary, at the feast where there was a wedding, when Christ turned the pots of water to wine, they asked Mary, "What should Christ do, or what should the disciples do, or the people do?" And she said, "Do whatever he says. Whatever Christ says, do that." So I'm not into Marian worship. I'm not into idol worship. That's part of the practice in the Greek Orthodox churches. There's that system in the Catholic churches and to some degree in the Lutheran churches. I'm not into that. I'm into the reality of who Jesus Christ is. He's not on a cross. He's not on a wall. He is the living God. He is Almighty God. He created everything. Everything is in his hands. He has the keys of hell of death now in his hands. He resurrected from the grave. Now I'm going to tell you another mystery that you probably don't know. When Christ raised from the dead, he took two things with him into heaven before his Father. He took his humanity and he took his divinity. He took the two together to the throne before God the Father, as a representative for all of mankind and as a representative for God his Father. This is a marvelous mystery in the body, in the understanding of who this Messiah is. I am going to just say now, I've laid that out. Hopefully you can see that as believers, we are not dealing with, I know a lot of Christians, and I use this example with friends. The Lord Jesus is not our buddy. He's not Bubba. I like to use that term because it's very, you can understand what I'm saying. He is not Bubba. He is not someone you can come and just slap on the back. He's just a good old friend. No. He is God. You have to respect him as God. I know that many believers are casual in their relationship with the Lord Jesus. You can be, because he is a friend. And he calls us his friend. But he deserves our adoration and our respect. If you can understand Christ in this way, then you will fear God in a proper way, and your life will change, and you'll start to realize that he has a great purpose for each one of you. But you have to desire to want to be part of that purpose, and you're going to have to yield yourself to him for that purpose, because we are not going to escape what is coming. I am telling you today, we are just very near, within maybe years, of the tribulation. And I say this because as the weeks go on, I will give you more. I will break open the mysteries in the book of Revelation to you, so you can see the time period that we're in. In the book of Luke, as an example, the Lord said that at the end of the world, he said there's going to be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. This coronavirus is now causing distress of nations. That's not the only thing that's going to cause distress in the nations. But it also says with perplexity, things that happen with no answer. If you fall out of an airplane, an aircraft, without a parachute, that's going to be very perplexing because you're not going to have an answer. The sea and the waves roaring. Within the last 15 years, we have had two major tsunamis. And each of these tsunamis were triggered by earthquakes. And the Lord said there would be earthquakes. The earthquakes triggered the tsunamis. The tsunamis destroyed thousands and thousands of people. The waves roaring. I'll be right back.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Lock. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired U.S. Marine Master Sergeant and a retired OSHA Safety Compliance Officer. I have the knowledge and expertise to help strengthen your safety programs. Contact me by calling Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@x-osha-llc.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I have always been here, and I'll always be there.
I can honestly... Rick Rodriguez, continuing with you. Every Sunday, 9 to 10, on 1360 KHNC. The podcasts are also on 1360KHNC.com for this program and also for the Thursday open forum programs and the other programs throughout the week. I'm going to give out my contact information, which is you can either, it's a P.O. Box, 872 Longmont 80502. For those that would like to support me, I would appreciate it. This will keep me on the air. I do not use what comes in from gifts for personal matters. It's always for ministry. Again, P.O. Box 872, Longmont 80502. And you can write into Rick Rodriguez or Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. And if you'll give me your phone number, I will contact you. I'll give you one more at the end of the hour. I will give this out one more time. Now, I'm going to tell you about something that was mysterious that people have never talked about, but I'm going to talk about it today. In John, the Gospel of John, verse chapter 21, this is where this is the third time that Christ manifested himself to the disciples after his resurrection. And when they had finished breakfast, this is John 21:15, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to them, "Tend my lambs, feed my sheep." Then he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And you got to remember that not too long prior to this, Peter had denied Christ three times. He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." Then he said to him a third time, Christ said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of, feed my sheep, protect them, because they are my purpose." I am giving you my translation. "This is my plan in the future. These sheep, tend to them, care for them, help them, nourish them." Then he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Peter, when you were young, you would dress yourself and you walked wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else is going to handcuff you and bring you where you never planned to go." Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the Lord's command to all of you in the audience today. Follow him. Peter turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had also leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Which is odd because on the night of the supper, Peter already knew who had betrayed Christ, Judas Iscariot. But now he asks this again. Peter's heart was still, he was still having problems in his heart. He wasn't transformed yet. So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord," looking at John, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Therefore, this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is one of the mysteries that now God is opening to his people. What did he mean by this? What was this, "until I die"? What if he should remain until I die? What's that to you? You follow me. John, this was about, Christ was resurrected around, let's say, 33 to 35 A.D. John, now he's in his late, close to 100 years of age, about A.D. 98, somewhere in there, and he is imprisoned on an island of Patmos. And on Patmos, while he is on Patmos, he receives the revelation. And it is then, in that visit, in that time, in that cave, that Christ returned to visit him again. This is Christ coming. What is that to you if he remain until I come? This is what Christ was alluding to after his resurrection. He was alluding and he was telling John, I am going to come to visit you again in the future. And I'm going to visit you on the island of Patmos. And there I'm going to give you a revelation. And that revelation you are going to send to the seven churches. But I have to wait till then, John, because my seven churches have to develop. Right now, you are a new church, a new body of believers. I've just resurrected. I have to set things in motion so the gospel will go out to the Jewish people. Then it has to go out to the Gentile people through the Apostle Paul. And once the gospel begins to go out, there's going to be a great persecution in Israel in AD 70. I have to scatter my Christian people. I'm going to scatter some with Thomas to the east. I'm going to scatter many up north into Turkey. I'm going to scatter some down south into Africa. But I'm going to scatter many of my Gentile churches will take root and be located in Turkey. And there they will develop as young churches. Prophetically, there's a prophetic meaning to each of these churches. There is a plan for each one of them. At the time that I give them the revelation, I give you the revelation, you're going to send it to all the churches. There's a plan for them at that time, in that century, which would be roughly that first century. Well, it'd be 100, let's say AD 100 and on. These churches would already exist. Then, with each of these churches, they would have a prophetic future to them. They would not just stay in Turkey, but Greece, the Greeks, you would have the, what you would say, Orthodox churches move into Greece. Then you would have a movement of churches that would eventually become the churches in Rome, which would be Thyatira. And then 1,000 years later, roughly, you would have further to the west, you would have in Germany, you would have the Lutheran churches. Then within a short 100-year span, these Protestant churches would start to move north into England, up along northern Europe, further north. And they would become the Wesley, Darby, these type of men, churches. And these churches would jump to the west into the United States of America. All these churches have a prophetic, just like every individual listening to this program, you all have a specific plan, a specific assignment that God has planned for your life, but it takes you desiring to know what that objective of God with you is. It took, this is in my Christian life, when I first came to Christ, I knew there was something going on that I did not understand. But as the years went on, God began to give me a prophetic insight into my future. He began to show me what was going to happen in the years to come. I had never planned to get married because I was raised Catholic and Catholic priests never marry. But God had to break that religious thought in my thinking, and he did. Then in 1976 in April, I was in California in Huntington Beach in a church, and I really didn't, think about marriage. And a brother told me one night after a Lord's table on a Sunday evening, he said, Rick, if you don't get married, you can't go on with the Lord. Well, I thought that was the most preposterous thing I'd ever heard. I laughed. I couldn't contain myself for about 3 minutes. And I told him at the end when I got my breath, I said, Ed, I said, that is great. That is the funniest thing I ever heard. And I just kept giggling. And about 2 or 3 minutes later, I said, hey, Ed, you know what you just told me about me getting married? Did you mean that? And he says, I don't know, brother, did I? And that put fear in me. And I kind of, for the next 30 minutes, I went to bed for the next 30 minutes. I had to think about that, but I fell asleep, forgot all about it. In the morning, got up, getting ready for work, and Ed was getting some coffee, and I remember what he had said the night before, and I began to laugh again. I said, "Hey, Ed, that was really great last night." I said, "I enjoyed that." I said, but then I had this thought. I said, "Ed, did you mean what you said about me getting married?" And he had his spoon in his cup, and he was stirring the sugar in, and he said, "I don't know, brother, did I? That was in April. I was married in September 1976. That is how God works prophetically with everyone. I don't care if you're Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Pentecostal. I don't care if you're Anglican, Episcopalian, Protestant. I don't care if you're what religion, a true religion you are a member of. I don't care. This is how God speaks to his people. He told John, "I am going to visit you in the future, John, and I'm going to give you a revelation." But I'm kind of filling in the story here. John was on Patmos, and he realized the reality of what God had said to him. "What is it to you, Peter, if he should live until I return?" This is what Christ meant. He would return to give John the revelation, because the revelation was vital for the health of all of the seven churches throughout the next 2,000 years. That revelation is vital. It was vital for them back then. It is vital to all the churches throughout the world today. This book in Revelation is the book that all these seven churches should study. Every believer should begin to study this book of Revelation. You are in this book. You are at the end of the world. There was a generation that started the church in the world. There was that generation, but no one ever talks about the generation that will finish out this church age. We are that generation. The baby boom generation of the 60s, 70s, that generation is the generation Christ talked about. This is the generation that David in the Psalm said, There is a generation that seeks thy face, O God of Jacob. There will be one generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. Yes, they have sought his face throughout the generations, but the end time generation, the knowledge of all that God is, who he is, what he has done for his children, what he will do, and the plan he has for them in eternity, all of this is going to be opened up to God's children. They are going to see this is the generation that God has been waiting for. His first coming, his birth, his life, his crucifixion, his resurrection. That was vital to the plan of God. But that was for today. That happened then is for today. The last shall be first. We are the greater generation. The Lord Jesus said that at the end, you will do greater things than I did during my life. We are there. But here's the key. You have to be in line. There are many prophets, many people who want to be prophets in this country, who want to be apostles. If you are not called to the callings as prophets, then you better be careful. Every Christian has intuitive ability, but every Christian has a degree of intensity in that prophetic intuitive ability. You need to find out what that degree is, what that intensity is, and you need to work in that. Don't look at others and think, "Well, I want to be like that guy." No, don't do that. That's competition. It will destroy you. You find out where God has you, and you stay in the parameters that God has put you in. I am telling you because I know this. I know exactly the coordinates where the Holy Spirit has placed me. I know my boundaries, front, back, left, right, top, bottom. And I try to stay dead center, because if not, pardon me, I can give ground to the devil. We're not to tempt the Lord. Many of you are have prophetic ability. But you need to make sure you're in the covering and the safety of that where God has placed you. It's like going into an auditorium where there's a great concert. Everybody wants to sit on the front row. I started at the very back, and I was glad to be at the back, and I never intended to jump seats toward the front. One year, all of a sudden something would happen, and I realized that seat 10,250 was now seat 9,250. God moved me up. Let God take you forward. My ministry is to help God's people in their prophetic gifting. Just like with the seven churches, each one has a specific duty in this world, a specific place. Each one, again, has a, they're dysfunctional. These churches are not perfect for the most part. They're dysfunctional. God's children are a mess, but not all of them. Not all of them. There are those who are overcomers. There are those who are victorious because they are allowing Christ to mature them. They are being trained by the Lord. Doctrine is vital to a healthy body of Christ. The reason these churches are so messed up is because of false doctrine. The Catholic Church in 1958 took a switch from sound Catholic doctrine, which was healthy for the body of Catholic believers, about a billion people. They started to take a switch through this Vatican. Was it Vatican II? No. You have to have this. This is the sign of the true apostles of the end of the world. Their doctrine will be the most important thing to them. Doctrine, because without the doctrine, you are going to get off the main street, off the road. Here's what the Lord said about the blind leading the blind. I'm going to give it to you. It's going to be strong. The blind lead the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the fecal canal. That's how powerful this is. I'll be back to finish out the hour in a few minutes. Stay with me.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere, but what is it? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help Northern Colorado learn more about it. CBD is a cannabinoid compound found in cannabis plants, but this compound is non-psychoactive, which means you get the benefits without getting high. CBD is safe to use and has many health benefits, including pain and anxiety relief. If you want to learn more about it, head to Colorado Platinum Care now. Open at 916 8th Avenue in Greeley, or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Galeton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable, nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
I'm going to finish out this hour as I was finishing out that last segment. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch. In the body of Christ in America, in evangelical, Pentecostal, charismatic churches, and even in the Messianic churches, in the Catholic churches, Lutherans, Episcopalians, there are the blind, there are those in these positions that are blind leading the blind. And the Lord said, and I'm going to put it in our modern vernacular, if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the fecal canal. People don't understand this ditch was the ditch that took the sewer out of the city. It's a fecal canal. It's wide. It's contaminated. It's diseased. Wrong doctrine, errant doctrine is a disease in the country. This is why the body of Christ, they're so out of control. All of them. Because we're dysfunctional because we don't know the Word of God. You come here, you're going to get the truth. I want you to come back. I want you to bring your children. I was pastor to a children's church. I learned more pastoring little children than adults because little children listen. Little children don't understand, they want to know. And if you're telling them the truth about who Jesus Christ is, they get it. We have to be like little children. This Jesus Christ, this whole universe is about Him. Everything is about Him. But this is not the thought in the American churches or the world churches for the most part. Not all. There are those that have been faithful in these positions that are good, great, honorable, and they will have their rewards in eternity. Men who have led the body of Christ through the centuries. But now, there's going to have to be a new type of person leading or people leading the body of Christ because it's gotten so dark and so evil. I have to give out this information. You can contact me with either Rick Rodriguez or OTLA, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, OTLS, I'm sorry, or Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministries, however, but my contact information is P.O. Box. I don't give out. I'm not on Facebook. I don't do that. It's too dangerous. It's just simple. You got to get a pen out. P.O. Box 872 Longmont, Colorado 80502. Join me on Thursdays on Open Forum from 11 until 1. I am presently talking to the owner of the station. I'm hoping in the future to expand to 2 hours. We're talking about it right now. Things are on hold. Pray for me in the spirit, not in the soul. Do not curse me. Bless me. I will be back with you next week. God bless you. God bless you and your children and your families. Have your children come next week. God bless you.
I'm Eric for Grennan Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Genin Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Genin Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You are listening to 1360 AM.
AHNC.
Johnstown, Denver.
Well, there are an abundance of lessons to be learned out in the barnyard. Many educational opportunities present when you're out there working real hard, and this day was no different. As I set out to see to my duty,